Pure Dog Talk is the voice of purebred dogs. We talk to the legends of the sport and give you the tips and tools to create an awesome life with your purebred dog. From showing to preservation breeding, from competitive obedience to field work, from agility to therapy dogs, and all the fun in between, your passion is our purpose. Welcome, you guys. Welcome to Pure Dog Talk. I am your host, Laura Reeves, and I am so excited. Maribeth O'Neill has not been on the show in a long time. She is Vice President of Sports Services at the American Kennel Club. Just celebrated her 35th anniversary of working for AKC, which I think is some kind of world record. And she is going to talk to us today about this new, very exciting program that they have created to do junior handling regionals. All right, you guys, as a breeder, you're passionate about setting up each puppy for success, whether that's in the ring or at home. While puppies can be vulnerable to unexpected accidents and illnesses, you can help ensure that they have access to high-quality care when they need it with Trupanion. Medical insurance for pets. Trupanion created their breeder support program with responsible breeders in mind, so you're able to send each litter home with a special offer for immediate pet medical insurance coverage. When your buyers take advantage of this offer, their puppy receives coverage against whatever life may throw their way, from an upset tummy to a broken leg and everything in between. Trupanion can help. As a member of Trupanion's free breeder support program, you'll also receive access to more special perks, including comprehensive litter health insights, educational resources to share with your buyers, and more. So sign up today at trupanion.com/puredogtalk. Trupanion is underwritten in Canada by Accelerant Insurance Company of Canada, or GPIC Insurance Company, and in the United States by American Pet Insurance Company, or ZPIC Insurance Company. So similar, and correct me if I'm wrong, Maribeth, but similar to the owner-handled regionals, but for juniors. Am I right about that?
Thank you for inviting me to join you today. And so, yes, the concept is... And we used the same map that they did initially for the owner handlers when they first proposed the owner handled regional events. That I've always had that sort of dream that there would be something happening in each part of the country for the juniors, and especially for the ones who may not be able to make it to Orlando, to the AKC National Championship, or to Westminster, whether they just can't afford to travel or can't travel, or maybe they don't meet those criteria. So, you know, let's do something that's more local. And granted, as it was pointed out to me, that even within a region, there's still a lot of distance between places. And it's like, well, yeah, but that this is an opportunity to have events. So there'll be initially 8 is what's proposed, and again, based on that, the map that was originally established for the Owner Handler Series, we request that clubs submit a link to an application with the email that went out to all clubs, that it be in conjunction with an all-breed show, and that AKC will sponsor $1,000 in scholarship money, but we've asked the club to match it, and the matching can either be done to provide funds to, say, your second, third, and fourth, because it's going to be conducted as a limited class. So the same way that Westminster or the AKC National Championship is, your finals are judged and placed 1, 2, 3, 4. Mm-hmm. It's not just best. So that, you know, we give some flexibility to clubs to decide how they'd like to maybe divvy up the scholarship money. And hopefully they will propose to do some other fun things or nice things for the juniors at this event, having a goodie bag, something for them. And some of the questions we've received is, it is something that can be done in conjunction with your event as it is now, because the class is the limited class as described in the junior regulation. Some clubs already have some type of event like this.
Sure.
Which is fitting it into our parameter. Yes, the club could also offer their regular junior showmanship classes that day, mm-hmm. in addition to holding this. Obviously, I hope that they would consider the judge for this, that it's definitely someone who is interested in juniors. Maybe it's one of our aged out juniors. Maybe it's a professional handler who can judge juniors. But obviously, hopefully someone who's really passionate about it as well. And we hope that this will be a positive. So the other criteria that we established for it is that it would require 3 first places in an open class with competition,
right.
for the junior to be eligible. We will provide the clubs or the superintendent of the show who would be eligible to enter that event, mm-hmm. and that they have to reside in that territory.
That region. See, I thought that was really smart, Maribeth, because, you know, I could see some kids flying all over to, you know, and I just think that's so fair and such a great thing. I love that piece.
Well, thank you. We talked about it. There were several others of us on staff mm-hmm. who we discuss all these things, who all were former juniors themselves. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, let's make it so that one or two, those couple kids that can travel, mm-hmm. aren't going to run around and win 3 or 4 of these or something. You know,
that was what I thought. And I just thought it was so great. That was such an important piece to recognize that there are quality juniors all throughout this country.
Oh, absolutely. And also, so that the wins do not all have to occur within the region, but they have to live in that region of the mm-hmm. country. And hopefully the clubs that do apply to host this will really try to make something special for the juniors. One of the things we ask on the application is, what is your current junior entry? And, you know, not that that would be the only component, obviously mm-hmm. it's not, that we would look at, but, you know, do you already get an entry, and do you,
sure.
you know, let's be considerate about it. And I would hope at least, and it's hard to say with year-round schooling, but it might be preferable if it were on a weekend, on
yes.
a Saturday or Sunday, and not a Thursday show.
Yes. I think that's a big deal, actually.
Because even with, you know, a summer show, sometimes it's, you know, you just can't right. get there until the weekend, until Saturday right. or Sunday.
So, well, mom and dad work, right? I mean, yeah.
Right. So whomever may be your transit is limited when you get there. Mm-hmm. So it's exciting, and we're looking forward to some great applications. As I said, we have already had a lot of questions. I think we have 2 or 3 already in, and it's only been a week, so that's a
right. And this is not going to start until 2026, but you've got to get these shows lined up. So it's probably not going to be till you think maybe later in the year in 26 when you get this started.
Well, we hope to have the deadline for them to submit applications is the first week in December. Mm. So, yes, we'd like to have that firmed up pretty quickly so that clubs can start planning. So I would doubt that there'll be any in the first quarter of mm-hmm. 26, but we certainly will look to see or hope that maybe some clubs that apply may be holding shows in April, May, and it'll work for them.
Yeah,
so.
Right. And talk to us about, I mean, I know you said the map of the owner-handled regions and stuff, but give us a real, like, I glanced at it, but you're going to have this better off the top of your head. Like, there's a Pacific Northwest and there's a Southwest and broken out into 8 groups, right?
Yes. So there's New England, there's Middle Atlantic, but that included New York.
I saw that Northeast part was broken into 2, which I thought was good.
Well, yeah, it just is one of those things, you know, the density. And I think
right.
that was part of how the NOHS map was drawn, was really based on the density of events and shows.
Yeah.
So the other thing that would be considered is the entry fee. It is actually in the criteria
yeah.
that if it can be a lower entry mm-hmm. fee as the club can afford, that would be certainly appreciated, so that it is, again, something hopefully special hopefully it will bring some entries to your event. So the regions are New England, which includes New York. Mideast is how it's referred to, which is Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Maryland, Delaware, Virginia, West Virginia. And then there's Southeast, which is North Carolina, Tennessee, Arkansas, South Carolina, Georgia, Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, and Florida. And then the Great Lakes, which are the states, Ohio, it does include Kentucky, Indiana, Michigan, Illinois, the Plains states, which goes as far west as, Nebraska's included, and Kansas, Missouri, Iowa, Minnesota, the Dakotas, the Northwest and the Southwest, and then South Central. South Central is Colorado, New Mexico, Texas, Oklahoma, and then...
And Arizona went over to California, right?
Arizona and Utah, Nevada, and California are the Southwest.
Yeah.
And then it does have Hawaii with the Southwest and Alaska with the Northwest. But
oh, interesting. Good.
I think we can be flexible. We'll consider some maybe a ninth option because that's understandably that would be a real stretch for them to travel that far. So
it was an interesting breakdown, I thought, and I think it matters to these kids, right? Like, who's in that area?
They know in their own state, so.
Right.
Anyway, it's open for applications to be received, and if there are any questions, we're happy to try to respond to them.
Hang tight, guys. Got a little bit of information for you. We'll be right back to the podcast in a minute.
Hey, you guys, does your dog have itchy, like sensitive skin? If so, think about trying the new ProPlan Veterinary Supplements Skincare Soft Chews. This supplement is specially made to support dogs' skin health, including conditions like sensitive skin and seasonal allergies. ProPlan Veterinary Supplements Skincare Soft Chews feature collagen, EPA and DHA, vitamin E and zinc to support the dog's skin health. Omega-6 and omega-3 fatty acids help maintain the natural skin protective barrier. Vitamin E provides antioxidant support, while zinc offers immune support. So look for the National Animal Supplement Council quality seal on the package that certifies that skincare soft chews meet the highest quality and compliance standards for pet supplements. They also taste great and are easy to add to your dog's daily feeding routine. ProPlan's Veterinary Supplements Skincare Soft Chews are available via the My Purina app or by visiting purina.com/mypurinaapp, where you earn points on every purchase. You can also buy it online at Chewy and Amazon and in stores at Petco. So I think it's really fantastic, the amount of effort that you have gone over the years to focus on juniors. When we first talked on the show, we were talking about the junior showmanship in Orlando at the AKC National Championship. And you personally supervise all of these big shows, right? Westminster and Orlando. What other types of things? I'm kind of putting you on the spot so you can tell me no if you want to. But what other types of things are you hoping to do going forward? You and I have talked multiple times about education, the opportunities, and all that kind of stuff.
So one of the things that's really grown, we have a subcommittee, or it's a task force that the board appointed of people, and we discussed what else can we do for juniors. And obviously education is a big component. And several clubs have already, instead of just having the junior clinic, and not that that isn't important to do hands-on and then do something for the kids, whether it's pizza or something, that there's some educational presentation given just to that for them. This year, for the second year, there will be a whole section dedicated to juniors in the Learning Lounge in Orlando, with topics geared for juniors and some given by former juniors. And then also this year in Orlando are offering It's sort of a combo bingo game scavenger hunt.
Nice.
So any junior present, they don't have to be entered in on Saturday. They may be exhibiting in obedience, agility, or rally. Mm-hmm. So they can come and pick up their card at the AKC booth anytime during the week. And then you have to go and find the person identified. So it may say a photographer. It may say superintendent. It may say a professional handler. It may be find an exhibitor of a FSS breed or a miscellaneous breed. And then there's some things that go into a little more depth. So you have to find someone and have them sign that square. And then when your card is completed, you return it to the booth. And Royal Canin is helping support this. And in addition, so what they're doing is if you attend a Learning Lounge class, you'll receive their coins.
Mm-hmm.
If you do this scavenger hunt bingo card, you'll get a coin. And those are all things that they can redeem at their shop. So, but fun, something a little different to try. Again, we keep trying these different types of things. The other thing that we have been doing now for several years is in Orlando, we also award our scholarships for our juniors who are versatility junior scholarships. Yep. Mm-hmm. So it's the juniors who have competed in three or more titling sports through the time frame that's July 1 to June 30th. And that's so that we can have all the results are compiled and everything can be acknowledged before, you know, like now, so that it's all completed and done. And we can also check on who's going to be there and who's not. But what the incentive was to, you know, let's try some other sports. And now that we have things like Fast Cat or something that requires more than one pass, so Fetch could even be included in this, the number of juniors that are participating in more than three events has really grown. And we're thrilled to see that and thrilled to see that there's interest. And, you know, there's more things you can do with your dogs and enjoy it.
I have to tell you, Mary Beth, I was at the Wirehair Pointer National just last month, and there was this little girl, I'm telling you, 13 years old, up on her horse at the field trial, running her dog in the national championship. And I think she placed in one of the events. I mean, this kid, she made the callbacks, and that was it. She made the callbacks in one of the events, and I was blown away. This kid was amazing.
Well, and I'm thrilled that in our top 10, two of them are involved with hunt tests and field trials. And that's phenomenal.
Yeah.
And also a breeder.
Yeah.
And have already bred their first litters or more, and now handling dogs to titles in these different events. But the ones who are out there doing the form follows function and competing in those field events is exciting for me to see, and I hope it shows that there will be a future for those sports.
That'd be great.
And that there's people who will continue to care about the history and the function of these breeds. So it's not that the rest of our sports aren't exciting and important and fun, but they're the heart and soul. That is what we started from. We're the field trialers. So anyway, so we're excited about those coming up to see more and more juniors. And then the other thing that Gina proposed was the Sportsmanship Awards.
Oh, nice.
And so actually the deadline to receive applications, I mean, and this is where someone sort of nominates an individual.
Okay.
So there's an adult nominee of sportsmanship and the juniors. But for the juniors, we specified on the application AKC Outstanding Junior Sportsmanship Award, that the Junior Showmanship Awards honor those juniors who deserve special recognition that have made a difference in the sport of purebred dogs, whether it's confirmation, companion, or performance events, and have been an active and valued member of an AKC member club.
Oh, good.
They embody the AKC Code of Sportsmanship. So it's been exciting reviewing those. And I would say, if it's a licensed club, as long as they are doing something for a club, that's the key thing, because we do realize that there are clubs that don't even have junior memberships, but
yeah, right.
They're there, they're volunteering. If their club takes upon themselves to nominate juniors who have been involved and that they see that these young people are doing positive things for their breed, the future of the breed, the future of the sport, mm-hmm. for the club.
And so, so you said nominations are due for that when? And where do they find that?
Today is the deadline.
Oh, bummer. Okay. Well, the podcast will not drop today, so that won't help.
No, that's all right. But that's
for next year.
Exactly. And the winners will be invited to Orlando.
Okay. Excellent. So something else for people to watch for at Orlando. I'm assuming those will be announced there along with all the other big award winners.
I'm sure. There's some of these things that are, you know, these are the first times we're doing these. So we'll see how that plays out. And because of the multiple hats we all wear, I don't know.
Anything can happen. It's a mystery.
Well, and, you know, I'm sort of the overseer of the puppy stakes on Friday, and that's become an all-consuming event unto itself. So
it's huge. That is just enormous, that puppy stakes.
And it's exciting. I have to say, I think over the last few years, we've seen some, it's exciting to see people bring out new dogs just for that.
Right.
I mean, there are a couple of dogs that I know finished as puppies, and they're like, yeah, but we're going to bring them to Orlando for puppy stakes.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, cool. Cool. That'll be. So it is. It's always exciting to see what the new crop of youngsters are coming along.
And youngsters, two-legged and four. How's that?
And four-legged. Yes, we have. And this year we have, I think it's a pretty high number. We have 190 juniors that met both criteria.
Oh, my.
So,
holy crap.
Yeah, no, that's very high. And I know there are over 30 kids in agility and 11 or 12 in obedience and rally. So it's a big event.
Wow, that is fantastic. And, you know, I think you're doing the Lord's work, man. You're really doing all the things that you can do to encourage kids in the sport. And I think that that is so critical.
Well, I'm thankful that there's lots of others who are taking on the challenge as well. And there are a lot of other very passionate people. This junior task force has been very positive in helping to promote doing more and more for the juniors. So all the members of the task force are to be commended for what we have been able to accomplish. And that's a biggie.
Love it. All right, you guys, so you're going to be watching for the shows next year that are going to have the regional junior handler events, right? We're calling them regional junior handler events.
We're calling it the regional limited confirmation junior showmanship event.
Okay, good. That's a mouthful.
And
I'm
with
just
that,
saying, juniors events, that's what I got.
Regional junior competitions. That'll work.
Yes, that works. So we're going to watch for where those are. If you guys have not already gotten your stuff together, your poop in a group, as they say, for Orlando, if you haven't already, it's too late to enter Orlando. It closed November 5th. But if you have entered Orlando, definitely check for all of the juniors learning opportunities that are going to be available.
Exactly.
Perfect. All right. Well, Mary Beth, thank you so much. As always,
you
are a treasure, and I appreciate your time.
Thank you. All right. We'll see you down the road.
All right. Sounds good.
All right, you guys. I know I've been talking about this a lot, but I just want to make sure everybody hears about it. I know every pet owner out there has questions about their pet's health. The Marty and Laura Show is here to help. Hosted by Dr. Marty and I, the new podcast delivers fun, fact-based conversations about all things pet health, whether it's a runny puppy nose or a kitty cough. This show is really designed for your puppy buyers, for your friends, for your non-dog folks in your life. You know, your cousins, uncles, brothers, girlfriend. So feel free to share this on. We encourage you to use this as a great resource for the non-dog people in your life. Talk on.
As always, if you have any questions or input, we'd love to hear from you. The show notes and links to resources on today's topic are available at puredogtalk.com. Drop us a note in the comments or email to laura@puredogtalk.com. Remember, guys, this podcast is for you. So if you want to know something, give me a holler. We'll do a podcast for you. If you wouldn't mind, you could help me out here. Take a couple minutes to visit iTunes and give us a review. The Dog Show Superintendents Association is a proud supporter of Pure Dog Talk. Our dog show superintendents are the hardworking people who make the dog show function. They are advocates for education and mentorship in the purebred dog fancy. So stop by the super's desk at your next show. Tell them how much you love Pure Dog Talk and give them a shout out for their support. That's all for today. Thank you for joining us on Pure Dog Talk.